This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why communications leaders now run the company. The communicator is now the compass. What happened? Corporate communications leaders are no longer just message managers. A growing shift in business leadership has elevated these executives from spokespersons to strategic decision makers, placing them at the centre of company direction rather than on its edges. Organisations are finally recognising that the person who controls the narrative has always held real power, they just weren't given the title to match it. The communication angle. This shift did not happen by accident. It happened because the cost of bad communication became impossible to ignore. Companies have watched brands collapse in a single news cycle, seen stock prices drop on the back of a poorly worded statement, and lost top talent because their internal messaging was tone deaf. When the stakes got that high, the communicator stopped being support staff and started being essential. Here is what changed structurally. The best communications leader stopped waiting to be handed a message and started building the message infrastructure from the ground up. They got into the room before the decision was made, not after. That is the difference between a spokesperson and a strategist. A spokesperson reacts. A strategist shapes what there is to react to in the first place. The communication technique driving this elevation is what I call upstream positioning. Instead of asking how do we announce this, the strategic communicator asks what does this decision say about us, and is that what we want to say? That question sounds simple. It is not. It forces leadership teams to confront the gap between what they intend and what they actually signal to the world. Most executives hate that question. The good ones learn to love it. The failure mode for organizations that are getting this wrong is easy to spot. They still treat communications as a translation layer. Leadership makes a call and the comms team dresses it up for public consumption. That model is dead. Audiences are too sophisticated, information moves too fast, and the gap between what a company says and what it does gets exposed almost instantly. You cannot polish your way out of a strategic mistake anymore. What the best communications leaders bring is not just clarity of language. It is clarity of purpose. They force alignment. They ask the uncomfortable question in the strategy meeting that nobody else will ask. If this gets reported on the front page, are we comfortable with that story? That question is a filter, a decision-making tool, and a leadership skill all at once. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on strategic framing gives you a framework for getting in front of the message instead of chasing it. Most people learn to communicate after the fact. That chapter teaches you to build communication into the decision itself, so you're never caught explaining something you should have seen coming. The takeaway. Starting today, before your organization makes any significant decision, assign someone in the room the specific job of asking this one question out loud. What story does this decision tell? Not how will we communicate this? That question comes too late. The story question comes before the decision is final, when you can still shape the outcome rather than just explain it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.